Carrie asks, why do female medical examiners on TV always show up in tight, cleavage-bearing tank tops or slinky white dresses? That's a great question, Carrie, and the answer isn't as obvious as you might think. You're no doubt aware that for many years, police work was largely dominated by males. Although there were a handful of pioneering female police officers scattered around the country, such as Hilda Reynolds, often called America's most beloved meter maid, they were most often police dispatch girls, or tokens, used to assure an increasingly fussy public that the police force did indeed employ gals. Just not too many. But times have changed. Today, women do the same jobs as men, and at 64 cents on the dollar, lady professionals are a bargain. Sadly, some segments of the public still haven't gotten used to the idea of women outside the home and in the workforce. How do we solve this gender prejudice? Why, TV, of course. Television, playmate, nurturer, lover, big mother. For three generations now, that omnipresent miracle of sound and moving pictures has told us just how to think about things. And the notion of women in the workforce is no different. This is why on television, female cops and medical examiners are always smoking hot and dressed in inappropriately revealing clothing. You see, this clothing serves a vital function by drawing attention to the character's impressive bosom and serves these pioneering female professionals in much the same way as does a visible weapon. It makes people pay attention to them, and that's a start. Thanks, Carrie.